Hello. So my name is Maitri Dhaka. So I found this question of why I joined the order. Sorry, before I continue, how long do I have?
About 10 minutes.
Okay.
I'll give you a bell.
Yeah. So it's quite a difficult question to answer. I had that sense of like just ripping up pages and chucking into a waste bin. I guess the order is something quite mysterious, and I'm nearly 2 years into it, and I'll probably spend the rest of my order life trying to work it out. I guess what's, you know, in terms of why I kind of wanted to join the order in the first place, it was a sense that I wanted to make practicing Buddhism, practicing the Dharma, the most central thing in my life. So that's quite straightforward. A simple expression of that desire to make the Dharma the sort of very center of my life. And what makes that happen is being able to commit myself to something and to do it in the context of others who are committing themselves. So that's quite straightforward to understand. But in a way, it's much more than that. It involves my kind of entire life, in a way. My whole life's involved with this. So it's kind of good to give a bit of biographical context. Because I guess it's a quest to find meaning and find something of value in life. And that's something I've been quite preoccupied with, even from a young age. So when I was, when I was about sort of 12, 13, I'm at the point where I'm gradually starting to become aware of life a bit more. And there's sort of two institutions in a way. There's a Catholic Church on one side, and then there's sort of the education system on the other. So I was sort of caught up between those two growing up. The Catholic Church seemed to offer something that I didn't particularly find very inspiring. It was something particularly kind of stale, not very attractive to me. And I, even though I've been heavily conditioned by Catholicism, I got to the stage where I could start to naturally let that go. On the other hand, the education system sort of suggested that all there was in life was passing exams. Passing exams, getting a job, getting a career, getting a mortgage, dying, all that kind of thing. And that wasn't particularly very inspiring either. So very, very superficial. And nothing more than that. But I kind of wanted, I just sort of, just, you know, I'm sure as we all do, that sort of intuitive sense that there is more to life. I can't quite find it here, I can't quite find it there, but where is it? And around that time, I have an older brother who got involved with the FWBO, as it was in the sort of mid-90s or so. He eventually, after a few years later, became ordained. So I got introduced to Buddhism through him, kind of indirectly in a sense, but again, I very quickly recognized that there was something in this and something in how he was living his life that I found very compelling and I was very drawn towards. And it seemed to suggest a path into this question of finding depth and meaning in life. So so it's like seeds were planted at that age, and they would eventually, produce an order member. something like that. So yeah, I know it's very easy in hindsight to talk about your life and to make definite statements, but I can definitely say I knew I would be a Buddhist and I knew I would be an order member, even when I was in school. I'm quite clear about that. That was definitely the case. it seemed like life, there was nothing else to do in life. I didn't even know what it was, but I remember reading Kulananda's book, Western Buddhism, some of you might know, and just like this was, this book was articulating everything I've intuitively felt, and you know, it just completely sold. But I guess to commit yourself to something like Buddhism, or to the order even, it requires a certain kind of maturity, and I didn't have that until a bit later, so I sort of parked it to one side and just kind of got on with life. And just followed the usual sort of pattern that people do in their sort of late teens, early 20s, and got to the point where, you know, just kept on realizing that life just doesn't quite work somehow the way you want it to. And you know, that question of the Dharma just was kind of always in the background of my awareness, and it was like a kind of lighthouse beaming its light for when I felt lost. And eventually I got to the stage where I could kind of ignore it no more, and I had to kind of take some action, because I was a bit afraid, because I knew it would change my life in a big way. I was so drawn to it on one hand, but completely afraid of it. But I got to the point where I just felt like I can't really ignore it anymore. So in some ways, when I walked through the doors of the Dublin Buddhist Centre, this is going back 2009, I was going to commit to it. I was going to commit to the Dharma. I was going to ask for ordination. I was going to become an order member. And, you know, still didn't even know what it meant, you know, but I just knew that's what a serious Buddhist does. That's what they do. They treat it very seriously. So my rationale was that ordination means you're serious. And that's all I had to kind of go on. There's a kind of, I suppose, a bit of maturity at this stage, and a bit of, I can bring all of my energies behind this now. But also, it was committing myself to a particular approach, because it was committing myself to a teacher, to a system of practice, all that kind of thing, the whole culture, if you like. In a way, I was lucky, because I never had to go and go shopping around. It was always on a plate for me. It was always, you know, in first instance Buddhism, and second instance FWBO Triratan. So I never had to go to Zen or Theravada or whatever. But at the same time, it's important to commit yourself to a particular kind of Dharma culture, in a way. And I think without that, if I was just, I don't know, on the margins, trying to find out, you know, what am I going to do? Am I going to be a Zen Buddhist? Am I going to be a Theravada? Reading a bit of this, reading a bit of that. I probably wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't have gone anywhere really, but it would have sort of dissipated my energy trying to, and just holding back. And in a way, what I need to do is just give myself to a particular approach. So that felt very important. Yeah, it's to find something and really stick with it, because that's what bears fruit. That's what gets you somewhere. So, and as well as that, you know, moving forward a bit, I think when I got onto the point of going on ordination training retreats and things like that, I was still very much under the language of getting ordained, which is, seemed quite normal. I mean, everybody talked about it that way, you know, you're getting ordained, and hey, I'm going to get ordained. And it's very much about me getting something at some point in the future. But I was on this particular retreat, and there was an older member who was leading the study group, and he said, remember that you're not getting ordained, you're asking to join a religious order. And I suddenly realized how different that was to getting ordained. Totally different language. The language of joining a religious order was about doing it with other people, collaborating with other people to create something together. And in a way, it felt much more weighty than just getting ordained. It felt much more about the consequences are greater somehow, because my actions affect other people. And I could sort of notice that a bit much more acutely. So in a way, that was the point where I started to kind of feel a bit more serious now. Oh, you know, this is getting more serious. It's not just about me anymore. It's about all of us somehow. It's all about all of us who value the Dharma and who, you know, want to make it, who want to really realize the truth of things. So, and as well as that, I also needed the support of people. I needed the support of people who are more experienced than me. I needed the support of my peers. And I also needed to be able to support people who would have had less experience than myself. So I needed all those things. So I really saw how I needed other people. And that without that, it's just so much more harder. And so it felt very good to kind of realize that prior to ordination, in a way, to recognize that it's something I do with other people. It's not a good point to end it. I don't know.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, there's two more paragraphs. I don't know if they amount to anything much. Actually, that's handy, because the last two paragraphs are a bit sketchy about, so... Maybe I'll say... No, I won't. No, I will. Carry on. Just a little bit. So that happened. And then at a certain point, I also felt that, and I'm going to use this very poetically, I don't mean this literally, so don't accuse me of bringing God or anything like that into the discussion, because I'm not. But I felt like something was pulling me in. Something much more mysterious than myself. There was so much momentum on the ordination training process as a whole, and I was building up this, you know, this effort and engagement. And at some point, I realized, oh, I no longer have a choice about this, and the choice is out of my hands. And if I decline that momentum, it would be very, very painful. And the only option was to surrender to it. And that's all I could do. And in some ways, I became much more aware of that only when I was on the ordination course 2 years ago, that I had to, in a way, surrender to this greater force. I mean, that's all, in a way, all I can really say about that. But you can get a sense of the stages of development. Anyway, thank you.